From tests to T20, William Hill In Play Radio brings you the best bets in the world of cricket. With dedicated experts including ex-England and Yorkshire batsman Anthony McGrath, we've got our eyes on everything from the match betting to the next over. In Play Radio, your eyes on a world of betting.
Hello everyone, welcome along. You're listening to the World Cup Cricket Podcast here with William Hill. It's Dave Callan in the studio, and joining me on the line now, ex-England international Anthony McGrath joins us to look ahead to a couple of matches in Pool A, with New Zealand taking on Australia at 1 a.m. on Saturday morning, and England entertaining Sri Lanka at 10 p.m. Saturday evening. First of all, a warm welcome to Anthony McGrath. Good afternoon, Anthony.
Good afternoon, Dave. You okay?
I'm very well, thank you. Enjoying this World Cup. It's been a cracker so far. A lot of the associates, as they've been dubbed, have been providing us with some entertaining, exciting cricket.
Yeah. I mean, there were talk before that the, you know, and I mentioned it myself, the competition's long and you sometimes get some, you know, meaningless games. But as you say, the lesser sides, if that's a word for them, have really put up a good show and some good individual performances, and we've already seen a couple of surprises as well.
There's been talk, Anthony, in the press about the likelihood of a reduction of the number of teams in World Cups going forward, and there's almost been an energy to try and stop that and to make the game grow and get some of these lesser nations involved in future competitions.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's called the World Cup for a reason, so you know, everyone in the world can play. We want to grow the, you know, our sport and make it available to every country. So if you kind of make it, you know, just the test playing nations, you know, how do the other countries get better? And I think we've seen progression over the last few years. You see the likes of Ireland, you know, Holland in previous ones. Afghanistan looked to have some really exciting players. UAE as well, so I think it's fantastic, and I think a reduction in teams, you know, will not benefit the game as a whole.
Let's get stuck into the betting then, surrounding these two matches. New Zealand versus Australia, first of all.
Yep.
This one live in Auckland at 1 a.m. on Saturday morning. New Zealand 5-4, Australia 8-13. This should be a classic, played out in front of 50,000 fans at Eden Park in Auckland. Anthony, I'm looking forward to this one immensely, and New Zealand have looked strong so far. Brendan McCullum's captaincy has just been absolutely superb.
It has, and these were my two tips really to go all the way, and I think you know, we've seen evidence of that so far in the tournament. Really exciting teams, both teams unbeaten in a few games now, and they're just packed with exciting batsmen, good bowling, good energy in the field, and it's difficult to split them really, but you know, I think it'll be an absolute cracker, and as you say, played in New Zealand, it might just give them, you know, that little bit of advantage.
Michael Clark back as well for the Australians. He replaces George Bailey, who not only has to give the armband back, he's likely to be benched as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was always the case. You know, I think you heard it coming out of the Australian camp. Once Michael Clarke was fit, he was going to probably come in. And George Bailey has not really had the best return in terms of runs. He was probably going against Glenn Maxwell, and Glenn Maxwell's been in fantastic form recently, so it was hard to drop him. So unfortunately, it looks like, you know, Bailey's the one to make way.
And you mentioned you quite like New Zealand to win this, given they've got home field advantage. What do you think are other key areas in this matchup?
Well, I think the two very, very similar teams in terms of how they play. They really go hard up front with the bat, and then they've got hitters down the bottom as well. And I think what we've seen with New Zealand is a strength in depth, which we probably haven't seen before. The likes of Milne now, who can bowl over 90 mile an hour, that's something they've not had before. Southee and Bolt are the two opening bowlers who they really rely on. And obviously they've got Daniel Vettori back as well. So very, very well balanced attack. And on the opposition side, we've got Johnson and Mitchell Starc, who both left-armers bowl at 90 mile an hour. And the hitters, as I've said as well. So it's really difficult to split them. I think Australia are the better team, if I'm honest. They've got experience in the bigger games, but I've just got a feeling for New Zealand at home. I think if this game were played in Australia, I'd go towards Australia. I don't think 8-13 Australia. I think that's a little bit short given the history of the two teams. So I like New Zealand at 5-4.
Good stuff. New Zealand 5-4. Let's have a look through some of the supporting markets now, Anthony. We'll start with top New Zealand batsman. Brendan McCullum, 11-4 favourite in this market. Kane Williamson is 3-1. Martin Guptill is 9-2. Ross Taylor, 9-2. Tom Latham is 11-2. And it's 8-1 and bigger the remainder. Top New Zealand batsman, Anthony.
I'm going to go for Kane Williamson. 104 runs already in the tournament. He's the kind of the glue in the New Zealand batting lineup. You'll see Guptill, McCullum, Elliot Anderson, Ronchi, who really attack, but Williamson will be the man who looks to bat time, knocks the ball about, and then looks to accelerate later on. So I think consistency is one of Williamson's, you know, main attributes. And look at his scores over the last year. It's incredible. So I'm going to go for Kane Williamson as top New Zealand bat.
Top Australian batsman. The market headed by David Warner at 100-30. Aaron Finch is 7-2. Michael Clark back in there at 4-1. Shane Watson is 9-2. Stephen Smith 5-1. And it's 8-1 bar.
Yeah, two I like in this market. I like David Warner. He's at the head of the market. Again, Manning being in really good form. He only made 22 against England, but looked good. So I think him at 10-3. The other man I like, if you like an outsider, is the man I mentioned a few minutes ago, Glenn Maxwell. Mm. He comes in at 5, 6 or 7, depending on the stage of the game. And he's someone who really scores quickly, a bit like de Villiers for South Africa. He can get, you know, 100 off 60 balls or 50 off 20 balls. So at 8-1, I think that's really good value. Warner had been my first pick, but I think Glenn Maxwell is difficult to ignore at 8-1.
Good stuff. And now onto the bowlers. Top New Zealand bowler, Tim Southee, 5-2. Trent Bolt, 3-1. Adam Milne is 7-2. Mitchell McClenaghan is 7-2. Kyle Mills, 4-1. 9-2 bar. I have been, I think you've referenced it, Anthony, very impressed with those three strike bowlers.
Yeah.
Southee, Bolt and Milne. They're quality prospects for New Zealand, looking towards the future as well.
Yeah, it's no surprise Southee heads up the market at 5-2. He's got 11 wickets and he's the leading wicket taker so far in the World Cup. I think you could pick any of them three. The man I'm going to go for is Adam Milne at 7-2. I think he's a real star of the future if they can keep him fit. Three wickets already. Someone who bowls up and above 90 mile an hour. And I think he can really worry this Australian batting lineup. You've got to meet fire with fire when you play the Aussies. And if you're someone who can bowl at 90 mile an hour, as Adam Milne can, I think he can give the Aussies some problems. So I'd go for Adam Milne.
And finally, with the Australian bowlers, Mitchell Johnson and Mitchell Starc, the two Mitchells at the top of the betting, both 11-4. James Faulkner, Josh Hazlewood and Pat Cummins, all 7-2, and it's fives bar.
Yeah, I think the two at the top of the market, you can't split them, and the price suggests that. They're the two stand out. I'm not sure which one of the other seamers will play. Cummins, Hazlewood, Faulkner's been injured. Mitchell Marsh got 5 wickets against England, but I don't think that will be repeated. So you could go for any between Johnson and Starc. I'm going to go for Mitchell Starc at 11-4.
Could even back both and get just under the even money.
Absolutely.
On Starc and Johnson. And finally, we'll finish off with the man of the match market, which is always a bit of fun. If you fancy the New Zealanders to win, I suppose you're looking at a New Zealand player here.
Yeah, that's right. But I think this is a fun market, as you say. I think you can pick a couple out and maybe edge your bets, one from each team. As I say, I'm going to go for one for each team for the reasons I've put up. Glenn Maxwell, as I said, at 12-1 because he bats some balls. But the man I like, and I think I mentioned him earlier, I think he could really go big tonight, is Kane Williamson, 11-1. I think if he scores well, I think he's the second spinner as well for New Zealand. Could bowl a few overs if McCullum mixes it up, which he does do with his bowlers. So they're the two for me. Kane Williamson at 11-1 and Glenn Maxwell 12s.
Superb. Thank you, Anthony. Let's look at the 10 p.m. start time on Saturday then. England versus Sri Lanka. This is at Wellington, another game in Pool A.
Yep.
England are even money. Sri Lanka are in the market at 4-5. England could make changes in this one. Gary Balance, who's got 30 runs in three innings in the tournament so far, he could make way for either Alex Hales or Ravi Papara. What do you think Owen Morgan's thinking will be going into this match?
Well, firstly, England just don't fill me with any confidence at all. You know, I think they do need to make changes. I just think there's a whole lack of confidence throughout the camp. I know Owen Morgan's coming out fighting with, you know, we can still do this, that and the other, but the performances are just not backing it up. I think they will make changes. Alex Hales, is the media have been clamouring for a while, someone who's dynamic, we've seen him in 2020. I think he probably will come in at number three for Gary Balance. Will James Treadwell play? We've not really used an out-and-out spinner. I know we've used Moeen Ali. And it's the seamers that worry me. I mean, we just can't seem to bowl, particularly at the death. You know, our two main men, Broad and Anderson, look way off. So I think Hales will come in. But in terms of the match, I can't back England, I'm afraid. I think Sri Lanka, they've won the last two. Yes, it was against Afghanistan and Bangladesh. But they look like they're hitting a bit of form. And I just think there's more match winners in the Sri Lankan team.
There's been a lot of criticism of Peter Moores' coaching in the build-up to this match, in particular, Anthony. Do you think he's the right man for the job?
Well, it's always a difficult one, the coach and the players, because no matter how good the coach is sometimes, the players have to go out and perform. Peter Moores hasn't been in the job that long. Yes, he's done it before, but the group of players is selected. No one's performing now. Is that down to the players themselves, or is it something that's being coached into them? I'm not too sure. I think because of what's happened with Kevin Peterson and the last Ashes tour, I think Peter Moores has got to be given a bit more time. I just think the players, especially the senior players, have got to stand up and perform.
So Sri Lanka in the outright at 4-5. Again, the supporting markets, Ian Bell and Moeen Ali head the top England batsman market at 7-2. Joe Root is 4-1. Alex Hales, if he does come in, is 9-2. James Taylor is 5-1. Gary Balance is in the market at 11-2, but he's likely to miss out. Owen Morgan 6-1, and it's double figure prices and bigger the remainder.
Yeah, Moeen Ali, I think, to back up his 100 against Scotland, I think he's someone who's been on the brink of making scores for England and looking good without getting a big, big score. And I think hopefully now with that century behind him, it'll take a bit of pressure off him and he can really go out and play. I think 7-2 is a good price for him. The other one, we mentioned him before, could be Alex Hales. He's someone who doesn't think too much about his batting, goes in and really gives it you know, strike from the off, and if he does come into play, 9-2 might represent a really good price. So I think one of them two for me, Moeen Ali or Alex Hales, if he plays.
They have been accused of being predictable, haven't they, recently, England? And if Alex Hales does come in, at least that might shake things up slightly.
Yeah, and I think we probably are in one day cricket. You know, the way we play, you know, the same order all the time. Kind of it. I know they say that they don't have scripted how they change the bowling and where we're going to bowl, but it does look very robotic to me. So a couple of changes sometimes, if you know, can make all the difference. If we just keep going with the same teams and same methods, then we're probably going to get the same results.
Looking at the Sri Lankans, their top batsman market headed by Kumar Sangakkara, who is 3-1. Mahela Jayawardena is 100-30. Tilakaratne Dilshan, 7-2. Lahiru Atiraman is in the betting at 5-1. Angelo Matthews, 11-2. And it's 8-1 and bigger the remainder. Top Sri Lankan batsman, Anthony?
Yeah, the top three in the market are the three best players. Tirumani opens the batting at 5-1, but I think it's going to be the top three, Sangakkara, Jayawardena or Dilshan. Because I think Sri Lanka are going to win this, I like the headline offer of Dilshan to be the top Sri Lankan bat and Sri Lanka win, 6-1.
Yep.
I think that's an excellent price, I really do. Dilshan, 185 runs already in the tournament. In good form, he's already got a century, so I think that's a decent a bit of value there.
Nice, I like that. And because you are unfortunately so confident on Sri Lanka winning the game, you can have a look at some of those headline offers with the top bowlers and top batsmen. Sri Lanka to win and hit the most sixes is 5-2 in the market. Let's look at the top England bowler. James Anderson, 3-1 favourite in this market. Chris Woakes, 100-30. Stephen Finn, 100-30. Stuart Broad, 100-30. And it's 7-2 bar. You commented at the start of this preview about the need for the experienced players to stand up and be counted. Lots of experience in that bowling lineup.
Yeah, this is what's really disappointed me. I thought if England were going to do well in this tournament, Broad and Anderson would have to do well. They've each got 2 wickets apiece so far. Broad's averaging 58 with a ball and Anderson 67. You know, that just tells a story in itself. So yeah. I couldn't, again, pick them with any confidence. Woakes and Finn are the leading wicket takers. To me, Stephen Finn doesn't look back to anywhere near his best. I know he's picked up wickets. So with that deduction, it'd have to be Chris Woakes. But I wouldn't, again, be picking any of the England bowlers with great confidence. I just think with Woakes, with 5 for in his last game, he hopefully will have a bit of confidence going into the Sri Lanka game.
And Sri Lankan bowler Lasith Malinga is the 3-1 favourite. Rangana Herath is 3-1. Saranga Lakmal is 100-30. Dushmantha Chimera is 7-2. Nuwan Kulasekera is 7-2. Senanayake is also 7-2. And Pereira also 7-2. So a wide open look at Sri Lankan bowler as well.
Yeah. Obviously, Malinga's the standout in one-day cricket. The guy I've been impressed with in this tournament so far with 6 wickets is Lakmal. He opens the bowling. I think he's bowled really, really well, and I think he's improving all the time. So I'd go with him, Saranga Lakmal, at 10-3.
And again, man of the match?
Again, one from each team I've selected. Man for England is Moeen Ali, simply because he opens the bat in decent form and bowls some spin. So you've 2 chances there. Again, for Sri Lanka, I think Dilshan, simply because he's in good form. And I think if Sri Lanka are going to win, it's going to be their top three batsmen, Sangakkara, Dilshan and Jayawardena. So much experience, but again, Dilshan at 10-1, I think, some good value.
Yes, sporting bets there. Moeen Ali 10-1, Tilakaratne Dilshan also in the market at 10-1. Just to conclude things, Anthony, the Kevin Peterson saga continues to roll. Would he be in your side if you were captain?
On pure talent and performance, yes. But I just don't think it can go back with what's happened with the old ECB, and I think he's fallen out with, you know, quite a few of the players. So I think the whole team would have to completely change. I just can't see him, coming back into the team.
Yeah. Thank you, Anthony, for your company. Hopefully you'll enjoy these Pool A matches, and fingers crossed England get a positive result and bolster their chances of making it through to the next stage of the competition.
No worries. Cheers, Dave.
Thank you, Anthony.
Thanks.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.